All right, everybody, my name is Rich Experience. I'm here to play with you tonight. I'd like to thank Elizabeth Harper for hosting the show, and please tip your bartender, John, over there. As you can see from my attire, I'm actually a scientist, and I used to work for a place called Kraft Foods, fine makers of cheese and cheese products. And when I was there this time, a long time ago, Kraft just bought Nabisco, and the thing about Nabisco is they make the Oreo cookie. And the people in Nabisco were like, whatever you do, my friends, whatever you do, Kraft, I know you've bought us, I know you're in control now, but please, please, please do not fuck with the formula for the Oreo cookie. It's taken years and years to get to this point, and it's the most perfect food ever created. And then Kraft, of course, is like, oh, Rich, you know, just do whatever you want with it, just do something. And I'm like, oh, sure, you know. So I encapsulated this orange flavoring in the creamy filling of the Oreo cookie. And the key to this whole deal was, when you ate your first orange Oreo cookie, it was okay, you know, it tasted a little orangey, a little chocolatey, you know. When you ate the second one, you know, it tasted a little bit better, you know, I'm eating my second orange Oreo cookie, it's tasting pretty good. When you ate the third orange Oreo cookie, the release factor kicks in, you know, because I actually planned this to happen, you know. When you saturate your mouth with this stuff, the release factor kicks in and it tastes like you're in orange chocolate heaven. Orange chocolate heaven. And as long as you just keep shoveling these things down your throat and eating them, you know, they just taste phenomenal. But I was there on a Friday night after going on a Thursday to my usual haunts, you know, getting trashed. And I end up, you know, at work at 6:30 in the morning, and I'm there on time, as usual. I'm making these vats of this cheese, but it's not really cheese. It's this conglomeration of fats, you know. It's not really a cheesy thing. And in this conglomeration of fats, they put this cheese tang, which is this flavoring, you know, and it gives it this kind of yellow color and this fat matrix. And the key was, you know, you're going to eat this stuff, and it's going to go into a Ritz cracker, you know, or a Triscuit, and it's going to lubricate the esophagus, you know, as it goes down and give you this nice little cheesy flavor. So I was at work, and I'm mixing this stuff together, and I'm singing this little song, because I can't play music, you know, and I'm kind of bored. I'm there by myself, so I wrote these little songs at work, you know, and this one goes something like this. Everybody.
Happy cheese, happy cheese, happy, 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 happy cheese, happy cheese, happy cheese, happy, happy, happy cheese.
All right, so I'm sitting there, you know, I'm singing my little song. My boss comes walking in. Hey, Richard, how you doing? Pretty good, Rajesh. What's up? Hey, Richard, how long you work here at Kraft? Well, I've been temping here for about 5 years now. Richard, I hate to tell you this, but there's a new policy from upper management. Any temporary that's been here over 6 months is now considered a lawsuit liability. But Rajesh, what does that mean? It means your job will have to be terminated. Terminated? So I'm driving my car, and all I can think about is turning that car around, driving through the front gates of that place, knocking over the vats of Happy Cheese, running over the scientists in their fucking little white coats, mixing the blood and the guts with the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. Then I look to my right. To my right was the bag, the very bag that I brought with me to work that day, and in that bag were the pills that I'd stopped taking 6 months before.
Happy pills. Happy, 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 happy pills. Happy pills. Happy pills. Happy, happy, happy pills.
Thank you. Elizabeth. Elizabeth, can you grab me my water? After the craft incident, I was, of course, unemployed. And, you know, a lot of people are unemployed right now, given the current state of the economy. And I woke up like I normally do at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting there, you know, I'm wide awake. I got nothing to do. I don't have to go to work. I can't get back to sleep, you know, because of the shit that's happened and the fact I'm just used to being awake at that time. And my little cat, you know, he comes up to me and starts nuzzling me, just start rubbing against me and stuff. His cat, he's got a little stink to him, you know. He doesn't smell all that good. He smells a little ripe, you know. I haven't changed that litter box in a while, you know, but I'm like, I'll wash him off. I'll give him a bath, you know. I mean, normal people don't give their cats baths, but I mean, you know, why not? Why not do it? So I got out the soap and the palm olive, and I put him in the shower, and I started hosing him down. I just hosed him down. Good kitty likes it, yes. Here's a little song about life, death, and redemption. Back when I had a job, I got up in the morning and I was heading out, you know, to work. And I went downstairs from my apartment. I didn't have time for breakfast. So I'm like walking on the sidewalk and there's this little lifesaver on the ground, a green one actually, a green little lifesaver. I take a look at it, and on this lifesaver, there's all these little ants, you know, just crawling around. I'm like, this little kid comes up, he's holding on to his mom's hand, he's just walking along, you know, walking along. He looks at me, I look at him, he lifts up his foot like he's gonna step on this thing, just squash it, you know. And his mom pulls him away at the last second, just yanks his arm, pulls him away. And I'm thinking, you know, should I eat it? Should I step on it?
Maybe I step on you, maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you, maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you, step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I'm walking home from work. Just rained outside. All these little worms, man, just crawling around on the sidewalk. I'm like, little wormy man, why aren't you on the ground? Hanging out with your wormy friends.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I go to my apartment. Here comes my cat, you know, just walking up to me like he normally does. Rolls over on his back. Looks at me with these big green eyes.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
Thank you. Keeping on the song about pets, I do have cats, but, you know, I didn't end up with them on purpose, actually, which is kind of strange. An ex-girlfriend left me them, of course, and actually, I'm more partial to the reptiles of the world. The snakes, the lizards, you know, the turtles and stuff, and people don't know this, but they actually have feelings, man. These little animals, they have feelings, even though they're lizards and stuff, man. They lay in the sun, but lizards can feel love, snakes can feel shy or scared, and turtles can feel shame. That's right. There's a song about the reptile swap up in Barrington, Illinois, where I used to go all the time. You can take your lizard turtle snake and swap it in for something new if you want, another one if you want, but people there are really cool, but a little strange, a little out there. Reptile swap, alligators, lizards, turtles, snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Australian mini dragons, leopard geckos too, chameleons. Reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Yeehaw, reptile swap for you and me. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the base for you. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. It's about me skateboarding I had gotten this thing for a while last summer where I was getting really stoned, you know, then skateboarding over to the Mutiny and the Quenchers in that area because I lived in Logan Square. So one day I was doing that, you know, I'm doing the skateboard thing. I longboard, so I'm like carving back and forth, you know, just getting really into it. And I wrote this song. It's called Skateboard Rocket Starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Sunlight, lizard, dragon. Planet, mountain, atom. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Thank you. It's a song about what happens when science takes over, when every little thing that you thought you knew is now explained, and all the mysteries of life are gone. Chemicals drive the evolution show. Mitochondria power the human dynamo. Multiple variables predict the future. Swim, dance, jump, silly creature. Consciousness, a fourth dimensional wave. Is it love or chemicals in my brain? attraction. The smell of DNA, is it love? Or chemicals in my brain? Consciousness? A fourth dimensional wave. Is it love? Or chemicals in my brain? Attraction. The smell of DNA. Is it love? Or chemicals in my brain? Thank you. I'm gonna slow it down just a little bit. It's a song for the ladies. When I was a little kid back in Naperville, Illinois, I had this big closet, and in that closet was a hole in the wall. And in that hole in the wall was this little space in the attic. I mean, I could hide in there, you know, my parents didn't know where I was, you know, and I took all these Playboys and put them in there and stuff, and I used to just hang out there. And there was this little girl in fourth grade who I used to like a lot, and I used to imagine that her and I would hang out in this little area, you know, and just hang out. I didn't know what to do. Welcome to my crawl space. Slide on into my crawl space, baby. Born and dead critters all over the place. Slide on into my crawl space. You're so cute with your tight little braids. You're the hottest girl in the fourth grade. Slide on into my crawl space. Welcome to my crawl space, baby. Thank you. Talking about video games, you know, just recently in California, actually, they're trying to get to the Supreme Court whether or not they should regulate the violence in video games, you know. And I've never had any problem with violence in video games, you know. Sometimes I go outside, I pull someone out of their car, shoot them in the head, jump in the car, and get, you know, just drive to work or something like that, you know. That's what video games have taught me. But in all seriousness, if someone actually did what video games do, it'd be a really weird world, man. It'd be really strange. I come to your house, I jump in your head. Where are my coins? I come to your house, I smash all your things. Where are my coins? Thank you. Song about a man with a little problem. He's a little different. Everybody has a little something different about him, but this guy, you know, his little problem's kind of weird, you know. Like, you know, when it's like wet outside, you walk inside, the floor is really, you know, it's really clean. Your shoes make this little squeaky sound, this little squeaky noise. This guy's problem, he makes this sound all the time, all the time. No one knows how or why he does it, he just does. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Cause I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky. 'cause I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming, and they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I make a squeaky sound. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. This next song hankers back to a few years ago, back at New Year's Eve. I was sitting around with some friends, you know, smoking the old Hobbit leaf, getting a little crazy. And we decided to go to this party. It wasn't too far, so we just walked there. And this girl had this house. It was a really nice house, but this one room she had, you know, was all painted red. And in this room, she had these dolls. I mean, dolls are cool and stuff, but she's got these heads of dolls, and they're all fucked up in some weird way, you know? Some are like needles in the eyes. Other ones are like ripped apart and sewn back together with twine. Freaky, freaky doll heads. Freaky, freaky doll heads. Everywhere I look, there's these freaky, freaky doll heads. Why does this girl have these freaky, freaky doll heads? These freaky, 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 freaky doll heads. Thank you.
Did you ever ask her?
All right, I've had a lot of girlfriends in my life. My first girlfriend was a lawyer. It was a disaster. My second girlfriend was a Japanese major. My third girlfriend was actually Japanese, which was really bizarre. And my fourth girlfriend was into heavy metal. I thank her for Ozfest and the rest of that stuff. This is about the girlfriend I haven't had yet. This is about girlfriend number 8. Hanging out with number 8. Having fun. I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number 8. La, 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 la. Hanging out with number 8. If you're having fun, make no mistake. You're hanging out with the number 8. La, 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 la. Break it down now. I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number 8. La, 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 la. Hanging out with number 8. If you're having fun, make no mistake. You're hanging out with the number 8. La, 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 la. Hanging out with number 8. Smoking a J and getting baked. I'm hanging out with the number 8. La, 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 la. Thank you. When I'm at work, tomorrow especially, you know, I'll walk in there and I'm not like I am now. I'm not rich experience. So it's just, right now, I am who I am. I'm being who I are. And when I'm at work, you know, I'm wearing this face, you know, I'm not myself. Everybody asks me, how are you doing? It doesn't matter if I feel like crap, if I just don't want to be there. You know, I smile and I say, oh, I'm fine. How are you? It's a song called Work Face. I got my work face on. I'm work face on. I'm work face on. I'm work face on. Hey there, how are you? Well, I'm fine and how are you? I've got my work face on. 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 Hey there, how are you? Well, I'm fine and how are you? I've got my work face on. 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 Asshole. Dweeb. Dumbass. Jerk. Kiss their ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Kiss my ass. I got my work face on. 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 Work face on. Na 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 na. Thank you. Song about computers. Again. Data. Entry. Again. My computer is my friend. Work. Fun. Again. Data. Entry. Again. My computer is my friend. Thank you. Song about my first girlfriend, the lawyer. She told me my life was gonna be shit, that I was never gonna make anything of myself. She was a really nice girl. And, you know, she told me, you're nothing, man. You're just, you're head in a stick. You know, you're just, you're not even human. I'm a head in a stick. I'm a head in a stick. You call me rich, you can call me dick. I don't care. Wash your car, you can wash your cat, you can wash your clothes, but what do you do when you got shit in your head, you know, after work and you just got to get it out of there? How do you wash your brain? Brainwash? Brainwash? How do I get mine brainwashed? Drugs? Drugs? Drugs, 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 drugs! Brainwash? Brainwash? How do I get my brainwash? Baseball bat. Baseball bat. Shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull. Brainwash? Brainwash? How do I get mine? Brainwashed? Oh my god. 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 Orgasm. Brainwash? Brainwash? How do I get mine? Brainwash? Think about soap. 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 Thank you. This is my last song of the night. I'd like to thank you all for coming out. We got more great acts coming up.
I've been out for years.
Yes, I know you have, Lara. Most of us are still in the closet, whether we think we are or not. So next song, it's my other song about skateboarding. I love skateboarding. I missed the skateboard. I lost the glass barbecue. Apparently someone decided to go home with it. I don't know who, but I'm sure they've got the best skateboard they ever had in their life. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Hell yeah! Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go skateboarding, hell yeah! Ride that concrete wave. Thank you.